My name is Lizzie Kramer. I'm here with Belinda Cologne at the Art Center of the Capital Region.
My name is Belinda Cologne. I am the curator here at the Art Center of the Capital Region for exhibits and public art. I started working in the arts probably about 8 or 9 years ago. I went back to school as a second life after moving from New York City up to Saratoga Springs for gallery management. I loved it so much. In a roundabout way, after working at a gallery in Saratoga called Spring Street Gallery for a few years, the director here, Elizabeth Reese, CEO and director Elizabeth Reese, came up to me and wanted to set up a meeting to see if I'd be interested in curating. I had managed, I had organized, I had supported, but I was never considered a direct curator for anything that had done at Spring Street Gallery. So this was a great opportunity to extend that experience and be able to create more opportunity here in Troy. So I came down to Troy so that I could link artists from this region to the artists in the North Country, because I definitely see and have seen in the past a disconnect between anyone that's between the Twin Bridges. There would be sort of this disconnect. And so my purpose on coming down here was to really try to connect all artists and with all arts opportunities.
How do you do that?
Well, I have a couple different ways of doing that. Personally, I run a website called The Art Sheet, which kind of was brought about by my love of wanting to make sure that all artists had the same opportunity, or at least had the accessibility to the same opportunities, right? So I started that, which is something that is still a project. It's a bit of a challenge for me, but I'm trying to work that out so that it is a broader and more available website. But beyond that, just making sure that when I have an opportunity to put a show together, curate a show, that I'm thinking outside of the box a little bit. I'm thinking about street artists. I'm thinking about those who don't have a lot of experience working with those who may have some experience. I really do think more regionally than outside of the region, but there are opportunities for artists who may have some experience outside of the region to work with artists in the region to give them sort of a step in the right direction, just because they may bring something to the table experience-wise that someone in this region may not have, maybe coming from Boston or New York or even in the lower Hudson Valley at this point, or Philadelphia. So yeah, so just trying to make sure that I keep an open mind and an opened list of artists. I try not to use the same artists over and over and over, and I try to bring artists from, like I said, below the Twin Bridges, up above the Twin Bridges, and artists from up above the Twin Bridges, below the Twin Bridges.
And how do you usually find those different artists?
I am constantly on social media. I do have to sometimes manage myself with that, because I just want to know what's going on all the time. Not so much that I need to be everywhere, but I want to know what's happening. Instagram is really important. I try to go to any gallery opening that I can go to. I try to go to any of the college or high school openings, because those students either come back and really dig their roots into where they're from, or it's nice to see what they do outside of, you know, college and high school. So it's really about just being as attentive as possible, being open to people, having a conversation with me. When I get an email from somebody or someone leaves something at the front desk, I always follow up. That first impression is really important to me, and I want people to be able to discuss with any arts administrator, and hopefully I can start that conversation myself, but to be able to have those conversations with people, making them feel comfortable, and then I just constantly watch. And if I can't help somebody here, I try to work with other arts administrators, or I let artists know of other resources at other locations that they can work with.
What is the role of public art in your work?
So I started working in the public art realm with street artists who I asked to do some work for a skateboard project. So I also fundraise for On Deck Saratoga. And we started working with local artists that we knew, that we had seen in other skate-related fundraising opportunities. And this is before I was fully a curator or anything of that nature. I always loved it. I had gone to the gallery management program and I really enjoyed it. But there was an opportunity to work with some artists that had worked on a skate park that was in Ghent, New York. And someone had given me the list of those artist names. And I reached out to them and said, hey, you know, we're going to do something else. Would you be interested? So with that, I met a lot of artists who did a lot of street work, found out more about what they were doing, how they proposed their work to the public. And I found out that a lot of them have, you know, it's a challenge because street art hasn't always been accepted. There are a lot of renegade artists, positive or not, place their work in places that maybe they weren't allowed to place, and a lot of them get in trouble. And so I initially wanted to give some of those artists the recognition they deserved because they're super talented. So I would say that I came to it on that end as an artist supportive end, as trying to create opportunities for public artists, for street artists to showcase their work. As I came to Troy, it had been new to me. I hadn't worked really in the public art realm. I had never done anything in public art outside of, I worked at Arts Fest in Saratoga, and we did do some art festivals and things of that nature. I did have one mural created at the Elks Lodge on Beekman Street, but that was really the only thing I had ever done. And that was me organizing, not creating. And so when I got down here, one of the first projects I was asked to do was Franklin Alley. And on that project, it didn't really have a connection to anything specific political or social action. It was more about presenting a prideful moment and a moment that identified with Troy. So I was asked to find an artist, a street artist, because they knew that I had already been working with some, who would be willing to create work in Franklin Alley and work with public youth and some public community members to try to create the work around identifying with Troy. I went out to some artists and I said, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who has the credentials to be able to create work in this way on signs. So we ended up doing that project. That was my first project where I had the feedback of, why didn't you use a local artist? Why are you using someone from outside of the region? Does this really connect to Troy because it's not a Troy or Capital Region artist? So that was my first sort of impactful recognition of, wow, what am I getting into? You know, this really impacts people, and it's important for me to recognize that. That artist did a wonderful job. He had the skills needed to create the work that needed to be done for that project. So that project, I understand, for others may not have felt like it was a connection to this region, but that was my first ever real public art project. From then, after getting the feedback, I realized how important it is to make sure that the region and the community and the street that these projects are going on need to identify and be owned by the people who live there. That's how social and community impact has really affected the public art that I'm doing moving forward. So with From Troy to Troy is the next project I did after that. Because I was like, okay, I need to create this conversation for Trojans from Trojans. And that project is still ongoing. And we have two projects. Two of the murals are already up. We have another one in the works. And then we're finding another location that we think is finalized. That's the biggest challenge with public art, is really finding the correct location. It is very politically and socially driven because there are people in certain neighborhoods who don't want certain things, which is sometimes very disheartening, but it's part of the process. Having those conversations is really important. I think that that's how I kind of led public art from where I started to where it's starting to go now.
How you navigate those conversations?
It's not easy. I mean, I have to have the support of the other partners, or, you know, my CEO, Elizabeth Reese, or I speak to other arts administrators or other artists about situations. I can't make all those decisions on my own. I need to listen. That's the ultimate act that I need to take, is to listen and hear people. Because if I don't listen and hear, I don't know what people really want. I had a situation where at one point we wanted to put a mural somewhere. It was politically driven. It was an organization that was very visible. And they said, we want to do this, but if I put this up here, this group is going to be upset with me. If I put it up here, this other group will be happy, but then this other group will be upset with me. So they said, you know, we want to work with you, but this might not be the right project. I have to take that and say, thank you for your, for your response. I have to continue to try to work with this partnership in a different capacity, but it can be defeating. But I continue to move on and ask other people, well, do you know anybody who would want to do this? Do you know an area that needs this? How can we spread out even further? If this isn't the area that wants it, where can we put it? But socially and politically, I am not a politician. So I do get kind of pushed in the middle between the community and the politics and what's going on. So again, the best thing I can do is listen, try to moderate the conversation so people can understand both sides, and then try to figure out the best way to motivate others to help when there isn't an answer. because it is really challenging. And it's new. It's not new for the capital region to have public art. I think it's just it's becoming a lot more visible. I would say a lot more accepted than it had been in the past. So with that, there's more visibility and there's a lot more conversation. Another way is just, you know, trying to get the community together, which is very challenging as well, because you have to go into, you can't expect people, I don't expect everyone to come to the Art Center. Not everybody who lives around here even knows the Art Center exists. And so that's something we're still working on. But that's, not everybody's not ever going to know that, you know? So getting out, talking to people. I don't live here in Troy. So what I try to do is when I'm here, or I try to make an effort to come here on the weekends, in the evenings, to just enjoy different activities that are happening and meeting those leaders in our community who want to work with me. And those who don't, I still want to get to know them and I still want to hear what they have to say, because if there's some way I can connect them with something maybe I'm not doing that but someone else is, then I'm going to try to do that. Because I'm not the artist, but I can support and I can help visualize and organize. You're mediating constantly, and it's not a negative thing. It can be extremely positive, especially when you build new relationships, because people didn't know each other, didn't understand each other, and needed to have that conversation. If you can set that platform and just give that resource, it feels really rewarding. But there are other times where it isn't.